Abandon Biden, pro-Palestinian protesters rally outside Democrat fundraiser in New York. Although Manhattan resident Jesse Pape was one of the Democrats who elected U.S. President Joe Biden in 2020, the 45-year-old doesn't plan to vote Democrat again in November during the 47th presidential election. "I can't vote for Trump for many reasons, but I also can't vote for someone like Biden who is actively committing genocide in Gaza," Mr. Pape told the Epoch Times. "I'm going to vote for a third party. Dr. Cornel West or the Socialist Party candidate." While Mr. West is an independent presidential candidate, Claudia de la Cruz is the presidential candidate representing the Party for Socialism and Liberation. Former President Donald Trump is running as a Republican, and President Biden is running as a Democrat. Mr. Pape was among the hundreds of people who endured the rain while walking from the New York Public Library on 5th Avenue and 42nd Street to Radio City Music Hall on 6th Avenue and 50th Street on March 28 to encourage Mr. Biden, 81, to support a ceasefire in Gaza. "I'm protesting to try and put an end to the genocide that's happening to the people of Gaza and the West Bank," Mr. Pape said in an interview with the Epoch Times. "Joe Biden is enabling and supplying weapons and money to the country that's committing the genocide." President Biden was in New York this week to attend a Democrat fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall along with former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Israel began bombing Gaza after Hamas terrorists launched an attack against Israel on October 7, 2023, killing over 1,200 people and kidnapping more than 250 others. Karina Garcia, who is the vice presidential candidate representing the Party for Socialism and Liberation, was among the demonstrators. "People are watching in real time the genocide that Joe Biden is facilitating, financing, supporting, and enabling, and they're disgusted by it," Ms. Garcia told the Epoch Times. "They see the callousness of the president and the callousness of the system itself that spends all of our money on war and then tells us that there's no money for healthcare or childcare because it's too expensive." More than 32,000 Palestinians have died since Israel launched an invasion on October 27, 2023, according to the Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry. "All three of the presidents that came here today are war criminals," Mr. Pape added. "They've all done illegal drone strikes. They've bombed countries around the world. Do you know how many different countries Hamas and the Palestinians have attacked? Zero, because Israel is their land." The protest was organized by multiple groups, including the People's Forum and Abandon Biden, which seeks to motivate Muslim Americans to leverage their November vote for the U.S. presidency. Some 40% of Americans polled by Reuters Ipsos approve of President Biden's performance, compared to 56% who disapprove. "I don't think it's the people abandoning Biden as much as it is Biden abandoning the people," said Brooklyn resident Travis Essoff, 41. "People in the U.S. and worldwide see this horrific genocide and absolutely are begging it to stop. So, I am not going to vote for someone who has committed fully to the extermination of innocent Palestinians. I will probably write in Shirley Chisholm." Ms. Chisholm was the first Black woman to serve as a member of Congress. She died in 2005. Erij Raja, 23, a Muslim American who attended the rally, demanded that President Biden stop the bombing in Gaza. "Israel is a terrorist state, and it's ironic that they are becoming the new Nazis," Ms. Raja, a Brooklyn resident, told the Epoch Times. "They're doing the same thing that was done to them, and shame on Joe Biden and this government for supporting it. I don't think anyone should vote. Both of the candidates are corrupt." The protesters held up posters, Palestinian flags, and called out, "Genocide Joe has got to go," among other songs and chants. Some demonstrators were arrested, but an NYPD spokesperson said a final count would not be available until the protest ended. By 11:30 p.m. on Thursday night, the rally was still in progress. "The message I have for the three presidents is please cease fire," Raisha Martinez told the Epoch Times. "Y'all barely have any time left on this earth. I'm gonna be the one here after you're gone, so why are y'all messing it up for me?" Ms. Martinez, 19, was a minor in 2020 and couldn't vote, but now that she is an adult, she doesn't plan on voting in November. The Brooklyn resident said she is not Democrat or Republican because neither party will be truly beneficial to her interests. "Don't be afraid of us," Ms. Martinez added. "Don't be intimidated. We are fighting for freedom, and it's for all of us. They're making us small even though the people have the power. We're not allowed to breathe good air. We're not being fed good food. It's all processed food. Our education system is failing us." When asked who she planned to vote for, Democrat Kate DeAngeletti said she felt stuck. Although she voted for President Biden in 2020, the Bushwick, Brooklyn resident said change is needed. "I know people who plan to cast a blank ballot as a form of protest," Ms. DeAngeletti told the Epoch Times. "It's hard because this is the country we live in and we do want people to be represented, but we want a president who actually listens to the opinions of the people."